Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. It is important that we control our tongue, an extremely difficult task at times. God has provided a way that we can sanctify our speech.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it tells thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in
Lord, indeed, draw us nearer. Father, we thank you for this special time when we can set aside to, as it were, step into your throne room to praise and worship you. Thank you, God, for the ability to speak with our tongues and others with sign language, body language, and in writing. Our communication with others is an extremely valuable tool. It is an asset that can be used to edify other believers, to lift them up, encourage them. It is being used this hour as our call to worship. The tongue can also be used for evil purposes. Lord, during these next few moments, please remind us how to control ourselves. Teach us your truths that will give us chapter and verse reminders to watch our tongues. We praise you for providing all our needs, allowing us to sanctify our words and our conversations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Precious Lord, my Lamb, Calvary. lest I forget, Gethsemane. Lest I forget thine agony. Please don't let me forget thy love for me. Lead me to
please listen carefully to this, your call to worship and praise. You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. We recently had some unexpected expenses. The main computer for our office and studio crashed and had to be replaced, and then shortly after that, we had to buy a new printer. Would you please continue to pray for us and praise God as we know He will provide all our needs. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at the same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find many resources to help you grow spiritually. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Robey. Thanks again for worshiping with us today. Thank you for joining us during this call to worship and praise.
A little girl is crying for affection. A little boy needs a hand to hold. And oh, how he loves those little children. How he longs to be a friend to young and old. His tender spirit welcomes all who seek him. His giving heart asks nothing in return. And I have found his promises faithful. I seek to live my life that I may learn
to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, to be the one I was created to be.
Indeed, our tongue is small but extremely powerful. When I became a Christian as a teenager, I enjoyed the fact that my conversation was mostly about God, my relationship with Him, and sharing the gospel with others. While I was growing then in my faith, I worked at a gas station and garage. Really enjoyed being a servant to customers who came in for fill-up, and I began learning a lot about auto mechanic repairs and service. I learned something else that began to really bother me. Several of the staff that I worked with had very foul language, and over time I realized that I had picked up many of the words they were using. It had become a part of my everyday conversation, and the Holy Spirit gave me strength to filter that out of my conversations. Unfortunately, I still heard it around me, but God gave me victory and self-control. One of the other issues he helped me recognize as I continued on into college was the rumor mill. Those of you old enough to remember the telephone game, remember how a simple phrase would be whispered into the ear of the next person in line. That person would turn and repeat it to the next, and on it would go, until the very last person in the line would say out loud what they had been told. It was amazing and actually a painful reality to hear how that original comment had been distorted as it went from person to person. Rumors. God made us and has given us the power of the tongue. He gives us very clear instructions about its use, and His Spirit helps us to control it. Here are just a few passages of Scripture to help us today. Job recognized issues with his speech and with the words of those around him. Look at chapter 6, "Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred." Job 27, "My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit." Psalm 12, "Neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts. May the Lord cut off their flattering lips and silence their boastful tongues." From Psalm 119, "O Lord, listen to my cry. Give me the discerning mind that you promised. Listen to my prayer. Rescue me as you have promised. Let praise flow from my lips. For you have taught me your decrees. Let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commands are right." The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about what we say. Proverbs 12, "The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." Proverbs 15, "The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness." The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping His eye on both the good and the evil. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And then from the next chapter, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." Then in chapter 17, "The crooked heart will not prosper. The lying tongue tumbles into trouble." James chapter 3, "Indeed, we all make mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect, and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a ship, a huge ship, turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Colossians 3, verse 17, "And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus." And finally, Philippians chapter 2, "And being found in fashion as a man, he," Christ, "humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear Lord, help us to guard our tongue, to be sure that everything we say brings glory to you and edifies those around us. Amen.
So long ago I heard a voice inside my heart, and deep within I knew each word was true. But I was young and could not see the road that lay ahead of me. So many things it seemed I had to do. Each path I took just led me further from the truth, until I saw the writing on the wall. And as I heard those words again, tearing down each fear within, the time had come to answer to His call. Just a memory, nothing's like it used to be, and I'm so glad that I can truly say.
For such a time as this.
For such a time.
For such a time. such a time. Not deserve, oh yes, we've been rescued from apathy to live the legacy of Christ in this world for such a time,
for such a time as this,
for such a time,
for such a time.
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, both spoken and in song, as we are reminded how to use our tongue and what we say to glorify Him. I hope that this has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you are not a believer, please listen. Believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins, according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among dead ones, according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the right hand of the Father in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There is a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. Please let us know when you make a decision about Christ and your relationship to Him, or if you have any questions, by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. where you'll find more details regarding the good news of the gospel, as well as more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship www.thecalltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from 1 Corinthians. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And from Colossians 3, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
To